This is Morning Edition on NHPR. The House and Senate will be voting on the $11.3 billion state budget this afternoon in Concord. But what is different from most budget cycles is this time lawmakers will also vote on a temporary spending plan to extend past June 30th. That will keep government running if the governor does make good on her promise to veto the state budget. Joining me now is NHPR reporter Paige Sutherland. Good morning, Paige.
Hi, Rick.
So, Paige, it's been a long couple of weeks at the State House, I know, which ended with GOP leaders agreeing on a new two-year spending plan. Now, the full House and Senate will take it up today. What should we expect?
It's looking like the budget should be adopted along party lines, with Republicans in favor and Democrats opposed. And because the Committee of Conference recommendation is only a thumbs-up or down vote, no amendments will be introduced today. But lawmakers are still bracing for a long day of debates as members get their last words in before today's big vote.
But assuming it passes, can we assume a veto?
Yes. According to all indications, the governor will veto it. And that is why Republican leadership have drafted a short-term spending plan that will keep government running for the next 6 months based on 2015 funding levels.
Okay. But the governor, along with Democratic leadership, has argued that the so-called continuing resolution should actually be funded on 2016 spending levels. Is that right?
Yes. The governor, including those on the left, have argued that if the short-term spending plan is adjusted to 2015 levels, it would cause social services such as home health care, substance abuse treatment, and elderly care services to miss out on increased funding included in the new budget.
Well, it's been a while since the New Hampshire governor's vetoed a budget. Governor Craig Benson did it back in 2003. He was concerned about overspending at the time. What is it about this spending plan that's got Governor Hassan on the brink of a veto?
There are many concerns that the governor has addressed in the current proposal, including a $12 million state employee pay raise that she negotiated in February, as well as continuing Medicaid expansion past 2016. But the main emphasis is business taxes, which she says are unfunded and will leave the budget unbalanced. This is the governor at a press conference last week.
Republicans are setting our state on a perilous fiscal path.
But Republican leadership won't budge on this issue, arguing that the cuts, which will cost $21 million over the next biennium, will in the long run be an economic driver that will keep and attract more businesses to New Hampshire. Also, Republicans say the governor's veto threat is in part driven by her plans to run for a U.S. Senate seat in 2016, which is currently held by Senator Kelly Ayotte. Here is Senate President Chuck Morse.
If Governor Hassan vetoes our smart and sensible budget, it's only because of narrow special interests and her ambition for higher office.
If a continuing resolution does go into effect, what should we expect over the next couple of months, Paige?
It's really hard to know, Rick. So far, Republican leadership say they don't expect a new budget to come easy, stressing that there isn't much room left for compromise.
We've moved, I believe, as much as we can move. I just don't see that we can go any further.
And that was House Speaker Sean Jasper. Jasper also said Republicans will hope for revenues to improve over the summer, which, you know, would give budget writers more money to work with.
Yes, that is true, and something the governor really hopes for as well. And if that happens, it's quite possible the state employee pay raise could make it in. But that is something lawmakers are expecting to take all summer.
Okay, thanks, Paige.
You're welcome.
That was NHPR's Paige Sutherland, who will be covering all the action at the State House later today.